This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. We're still in Season 1, and we're looking at the very second episode of The Andy Griffith Show, entitled The Manhunt. This was aired back on October the 10th, 1960. It was written by Charles Stewart and Jack Ellison, and was directed by Don Weiss. One interesting note, this episode earned the writers, again Stewart and Ellison, the prestigious Writers Guild Award of America for best writing in a comedy or variety series. So again, awards. But let's talk a little bit about the episode. The episode opens with a beautiful scene, as beautiful as it can be in black and white television, of Opie and Andy in a small fishing boat right in the middle of the lake. And obviously they're out there fishing, and again, it's early on, so they're still having pretty much strong southern accents, but they get in a conversation where Andy is baiting their fishing poles with ham, and Opie questions him about this. So why are you baiting it with ham? And Andy says, well, I figure the fish see the same stuff all the time, so having a little bit of ham might grab them. So while they're doing that, Opie starts to talk about how he believes his pa, Andy, is the most important person in the world. And Andy sort of is very pleased to hear this, but he sort of tries to bring Opie back to reality. And after they catch a fish, the boat springs a leak, and it quickly ends their fishing for the day. As the episode goes on and they're putting the boat up, Barney comes in, and this is one of the memorable scenes in the episode. Barney comes and says, Andy, we've got something to happen, something big. And Barney just keeps repeating big, and Andy's trying to find out, well, what is it that's big? And Arnie just says, it's big. And they keep on, and it's just a fun exchange to finally Andy says, there's only one way to say it, it's big. And what, of course, is happening, there was an escaped convict. And by the way, this is another episode where Andy calls Barney his cousin. Again, I believe I may have said in a previous podcast it only happens one time, but this is another time that it does happen. So again, there is a criminal out on the loose, and the state police come in, and they're looking for the criminal. He's heading toward Mayberry, and there's a Captain Barker of the state police who comes in. Basically, he believes that Andy and Barney are just backwoods, small town, and they really don't need to be getting involved. He's very rude to Andy and Barney concerning being involved in the manhunt, and basically tells them to stay back and just chasing chicken thieves. Well, here's where you see Andy get a little bit riled, at least as relative to the way Andy is, and he says, we need to get involved in some way. And, he gets a little bit of pressure from Opie, who's proud of his pa, and then some of the town's people who see Barney and Andy sitting in the car and notice they're not out on the chase. So Andy decides they need to do something about it. So one of the things they do is they do a roadblock. And one thing you may remember about this episode, as the state police comes in and starts doing a roadblock, they use a map with magnets, and Andy's just so enthralled that they have magnets that will stick to a board where they can put the locations they're going to cover rather than using push pins. And at the end of this episode, Captain Barker says he's going to get a citation for Andy for his big help and that he enjoyed working with him. And he said, I don't do that. Just give me one of those maps with magnets on it. But anyway, one of the funny scenes in this episode is Barney sets up a roadblock, and he stops a citizen named Cal. Cal is a longtime resident of Mayberry, but Barney still makes him get out and make sure he frisks him, make sure nothing is going on there. Now, Cal is played by Norman Leavitt, and he would appear as other characters later on in Andy Griffith's show, but most notably you'd remember him as Wally, the owner of Mayberry's only gas station. Also, while you don't hear his name, they call him the mayor. Barney checks out the mayor, and then there's one scene where Barney is even inspecting his own mother. And Lillian Culver plays Barney's mother, and her only lines are, "But Barney, I'm your mother." And this is the only episode in which viewers actually get to see Mama Fife. So, again, another interesting little tidbit about this episode. Well, as they're looking for the escaped criminal, Andy has a hunch that if the criminal was out in the woods, he might smell some of Emma Brand's pies. So he goes to Emma Brand's house and talks with her. He notices she looks a little bit uneasy, and he mentions to her about asks her about her sciatica, and she said her sciatica was fine. And he said And as he was talking to Barney later, he says, "You know something's wrong with Emma Brand. She says her sciatica is fine because she's always complaining about it hurting." So Andy had an idea what was going on there, and he left a big hint to the criminal that there was a boat out by the lake. So as the episode goes on, basically what happens is the escaped criminal, he accosts Barney a little bit later on, but he does go down to the boat, gets out on the lake, and Andy, in the meantime, has called the state police, says, "If you'll come up here, you'll get your escaped criminal." And so the state police arrive, and they see the criminal going out in the lake in the boat, and they're saying, "You're letting him get away." And then Opie says, "No, he's not." Says, "That's our boat, isn't it, Pa?" And basically remembers there's a leak in the boat. So Andy tells the state police, "If you'll just walk down that path there, he'll swim right up to you." So again, Andy, in his own way, helps solve the case in his laid-back manner, and he sort of outthinks everybody, which becomes a characteristic of Andy Griffith on The Andy Griffith Show. Another little interesting tidbit, Dick Elliott is the actor who plays the mayor in Mayberry, and again, he's only referred to as a mayor, no name, and in later episodes he'll be known as Mayor Pike. And interestingly, Andy Griffith based this character on a hometown mayor, his hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina. The man's name was Floyd Pike, and he was a well-respected businessman. So again, another idea of how Andy sort of kept the show down home. Some other little tidbits you might be interested to know is that Barney, this is the very first episode in the jailhouse where he accidentally shoots off his gun, and it becomes a common staple when Barney shoots off his gun that Andy will take the gun away from him. In this particular episode, he had let Barney load up because they were looking for a criminal, and he took all the bullets out of Barney's gun and gave his gun back to him. Also, as you'll see in most episodes, you see the license plate on the car is JL327, and you hear the music known as the Manhunt, which later on became music that was known as Barney's theme. So again, it was something that was a constant staple. Some other behind-the-scenes information about The Andy Griffith Show I thought you may find interesting. The cast and crew got along extremely well. They were like a family. But one of the things that would happen is, with any family, there'd be some little tiffs every now and then. But interesting, the makeup man, Lee Greenway, and when I mean say makeup here, I mean the person who put the makeup on the actors. But in another way, he was really the makeup man, getting the actors and actresses to make up. There's a story in Richard Kelly's book, The Andy Griffith Show, talked about Frances Bavie, who of course played Aunt Bee, was a very sensitive woman, and when anytime she got her feelings hurt, she would arrive late and tell people that she wasn't feeling well. Everyone knew this meant she was angry about or upset about something, so typically the makeup man, Lee Greenway, would do something that would get everybody speaking to each other or get over the rift. They also said he had a great sense of humor. Said many times when there'd be a guest actors who would come in, and again, they would film the shows typically over 3 days. Here's an example of a joke he'd play on some of these actors. The actors would come in on Monday, and Lee might say something. Say, "Sit down here in the chair, and I'll put your makeup on, but would you take your left shoe off, please?" And, of course, a new actor wanting to cooperate on a popular show takes his shoe off, and then Mr. Greenway would put his makeup on, and after say, "Okay, you can put your shoe back on." Well, the next day, on Tuesday, they'd come in, and the guy would sit down and say, "Did you remember to take your shoe off?" And the actor would take the shoe off, and Mr. Greenway would do the makeup. And then on Wednesday, the third day, normally the actors would come in and have his shoe off right away. He'd go, "Oh, no, we don't do that on Wednesdays." And, of course, taking your shoe off had nothing to do with the makeup. So, again, it's just, again, a fun atmosphere. Another interesting behind-the-scenes little bit of information was about Don Knotts. Don Knotts didn't complain a lot, but one of the things that he talked about from time to time is that the way he played Barney Fife had a lot of physicality to it, and so that it actually physically wore him out. And Don Knotts talks about how Andy was so protective of everybody in the show. But early on, people would come off and do their scenes, stand to the side. There's really no place for them to sit down, if you could imagine that. So one day, Barney said they had just finished doing a scene, and he comes off, he has no place to sit. So basically he requests that he wants a chair. and basically he sat in another person's chair, Sid Hickox, and sit, and someone said, "That's Sid's chair, you better not sit in it." And he says, "Well, I need a chair." To make a long story short, nobody, none of the actors had a chair. Andy Griffith didn't have a chair, and Don Knotts went on to say that many times Andy Griffith would try to take care of the other actors, but would not try to treat himself like a star. Andy didn't even have a chair, so Don said he requested that he have a chair with his name on it so he'd have a place to sit. Well, Andy happened to be standing close by and said, "I want one too." So the next day, they both had chairs on it, and Francis Bavier heard about this. And make a long story short, everybody ended up having a chair. And so it was real interesting that you think about it nowadays, that would be something that absolutely everybody's going to have, but this didn't happen until the third season. But again, the cast and crew got along so well that these kind of little stories are really interesting to hear about. Now, ready for the trivia question. Now, this trivia question does have to do with the episode of The Manhunt, and here it is. What was the name of Andy and Opie's fishing boat? Now, Andy mentions the name a couple of times in this episode. What was the name of Andy and Opie's fishing boat, which later helped them catch the criminal? If you know the answer, you're welcome to email it to me, and I'll give you feedback as soon as I can. Or you can go to the www.burkeonmayberry.com site, and you will find the answer there. I really appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry, and as they would say in Mayberry, thanks for listening.